Josh Hawley calls for Biden's resignation. He has overseen the deadliest day for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in over a decade. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, called for President Biden's resignation on Thursday after terrorist blasts at the airport in Kabul resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. Noting that the 78-year-old commander-in-chief has now overseen the deadliest day for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in over a decade, and the crisis grows worse by the hour. Our nation is forever indebted to the brave Marines who made the ultimate sacrifice today. And we remember as well the innocent Afghanis who needlessly perished, Hawley said in a Thursday statement. Joe Biden has now overseen the deadliest day for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in over a decade. And the crisis grows worse by the hour, he continued. We must reject the falsehood peddled by a feckless president that this was the only option for withdrawal. This is the product of Joe Biden's catastrophic failure of leadership, Hawley added. It is now painfully clear he has neither the will nor the capacity to lead. He must resign. According to reports, at least 12 U.S. service members were killed as the result of the attacks, including 11 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic. Dozens more were killed and another 150 wounded, according to reports. President Biden is now facing mounting calls to resign, as some U.S. lawmakers assess that he, in fact, has blood on his hands. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on Thursday called on Biden, as well as members of his administration, to either resign or face impeachment and removal from office. Biden is expected to address the nation at 5 p.m. Eastern.